So I'm here with Bob Vissi, and what do you do on MSN?
Yeah, I'm the GM for product management.
So I saw an email where there was a preview of a new version of MSN, and I thought, I don't remember MSN ever changing before. This is a
Yeah.
pretty big deal, so I wanted to
Yeah,
come
it
over and
doesn't.
find out what's going on
That's
here.
right, it doesn't happen all that often, that's for
Yeah.
sure. So it's good to get an update out there. So yeah, we've done a bunch of things to sort of modernize the site. You want me to kind of go into a few of those things?
Yeah, let's talk
Sure.
about a few.
Yeah. So
I mean, right off the bat, it looks a lot cleaner.
Yeah. So it was a couple things that we really looked at when we decided to go redo this site. One was, what are the things that are sort of, problems with the existing sites, things that really aren't making people very happy about
Yeah.
the site when they come to it? That was one sort of aspect. And then the other sort of aspect was, what are the big trends out there today that, people are taking advantage of more and more, and how do we harness those trends to make our site more interesting? So it's probably worth talking about both of those. So why don't I start with like search trends
Yeah.
first? So the big trends that are sort of in some ways obvious that are sort of developing on the net are more and more people taking advantage of social networking. Everyone knows
Sure.
about Facebook and Twitter, but just being more social and interactive with the content that they have. So one of the things that we wanted to do was make sure that MSN had those social components, and I'll talk about how we did that in a bit. And then another thing that we looked at was, people are searching more and more for content as the internet becomes more fragmented, and there's lots and lots of sites out there. People are now much more comfortable with using a search engine to go into all different types of content areas, and
Yeah.
the breadth and depth of content continues just to expand and expand. So having a great search engine like Bing is really going to help us. So we're really adopting Bing and Bing's technology to drive a better search experience. So that was
Yeah.
really important. And another really big thing that's happening is consumption of video. So, like even here today, you're walking around an office, and I noticed that you had a wireless card
Yeah.
connected to a network. Pretty much most people now have a broadband connection, even on the go. So they're
Yeah.
consuming tons and tons of video. We actually have a lot of interesting stats around video. I won't sit here and rail off a bunch of stats, but we do know now 83% of the online population has engaged in long-form video content. So that's really, taken off.
Yeah.
Where before it was, a little bit of short form and might have taken a little too long, particularly if you're on a narrowband connection. Now it's just sort of commonplace.
Yeah.
So one of the things we want to do is make sure we have lots of video and have video contextually relevant within the MSN experience. So that was really important. And then one other, this is the last one on big trends, is people sort of doing a lot of local information, like looking for local information, consuming local content. Part of it is people just aren't taking their daily newspaper as much. We
Sure.
all know that newspaper circulation is down. And a lot of that is because people are getting their local information online, or maybe they don't have time for it or whatever. What we know is that the consumption of local content's going way up. And we wanted to have something that was an offering from MSN so that when you're using MSN kind of on a daily basis, you can get your local information as part of that experience. So those are kind of the big trends that we
Yeah.
looked at. And then there were some things about just the MSN site that we got a lot of feedback on. I'll go back to search. Before we had live search, and live search was, it was okay,
Yeah.
but definitely competitively challenged is the way I would describe it. We put a lot of innovation into Bing. And so, it's both, a big trend that search is moving upward and onward and becoming more and more important in people's usage of a portal. And we know that, about 30% of the time that people come to a portal, the thing that they want to do is go do a search. So it's a big part of what we offer on the MSN homepage. We also know it's about half today, roughly, of all the searches that happen for Bing. So it's an important
Yeah.
part of Bing. So we really need to fix that, and Bing will be a big part of that. And I'll talk even more about search in a minute if we still have time. And then the next part,
We'll make time. It's
yeah,
channel nine.
yeah, okay,
Yeah.
sounds good. The next part that we wanted to fix, and I don't know if there's any real order to this necessarily, but we wanted to get rid of a lot of the clutter. So we had a lot of feedback that, hey, there's just too much on this page. There's too many things going on. It's too hard to find the things that I really care about. So we really wanted to kind of, cut back the number of total links and just sort of the design of the site so it looks really clean. So you'll notice that we do things like use tab modules so you can kind of tab through content. So we actually deliver a lot of content, actually a little bit more content out of the page, But when you initially look at the page, it's not so overwhelming with lots and lots of links. So that was really important. Another thing that we hear a lot about is just the overall page load time. So, you know, not only do we want it to kind of look streamlined and fast, we actually want it to behave streamlined and fast. So, you know, we measure that down to the millisecond. I won't talk about all those numbers. Some of them are sort of competitive numbers. But the notion is that for a sort of rich homepage, you know, we have a lot on that page. But for a rich homepage, we want it to load very fast, and we want it to be an industry leader. In page load time. So those are things that were sort of, you know, they were a little bit broken, and I think we just needed to go fix them. So trying to harness the big trends, fix the things that were broken, and I think we've come up with something on this preview.msn.com that people can go actually check out now if they want. You know, you can go see what we've done. I think it'll
Will it be rolling out to MSN?
Well, it's rolling out now, actually. So we have about 10% of the user base out there, where we're you know, doing testing and kind of fine tuning and tweaking, and you know, it takes a lot of sort of readiness to get all the people who do programming onto the site, to get them used to doing that while they're also doing the existing page. So we're sort of doing that shift over right now. And making sure that all of the things that we want to fix and all the things that we want to be better really are better. So we're testing all of that, and it's a very sort of data-intensive process. But in the first quarter, we'll roll it out to the entire audience of next year.
And how long did it take when you decided we want to make this change to actually having something you could look at on the site?
Really not too long, actually. I mean, we're not all that different than any other website developer, and we, you know, we use the Microsoft tool set, so we use Visual Studio, we do a lot of stuff in C Sharp, we use Expressions, all those types of things. So, you know, like, we could take initial looks pretty quick at design, and then, you know, we could work independently on sort of what we're doing with the code base versus what we're doing on design, and have those folks collaborate, but we could still get a pretty good look pretty quickly. And that's one of the things we did, actually, is we went and developed sort of, you know, mock-ups. So that we could go and sort of take people into focus groups and have them, you know, sort of say, well, yeah, I like this, I don't like this, and work that into our design process while we're also coding some of the key features that need to be, you know, done in more of a deeper developer language.
What kind of traffic do you get?
It's huge, actually. So MSN, on a worldwide basis, has 600 million unique users. So it's gigantic on a worldwide basis. In the U.S., we do over 100 million users. The homepage in any given month will be around 60 million users. So it's a really big property.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a huge reach. I mean, if there's one thing that MSN has, it's a gigantic reach, and that's why MSN is so attractive to so many brand advertisers, because we have a nice environment. I think it's actually getting nicer, particularly the homepage, and it has a really, really big reach. So that's what makes the property attractive.
And so tell me a little bit about the content, because one of the things with MSN is you seem to have a really good knack for very addictive centerpiece stories. So it's always like the list that I just can't avoid. I mean, it is one of the more addictive.
Yeah, some people call it a guilty pleasure or whatnot. And, you know, there is part of that that's true. And a lot of credit goes to the homepage programming team, who does that work day in and day out. And we have a bunch of people that are, you know, basically journalists that grew up and know how to do that. So, you know, we spend a lot of time and a lot of thinking, a lot of planning on what those stories are going to be. But we're also trying to use technology to do that, too. So we're actually doing clustering of users so that, you know, what I see versus what you see versus what, you know, your significant other might see may be totally different based on their interests and, you know, types of things they like to follow. But it is true, writing a great headline and connecting people to kind of human interest stories and doing that based on the things that we know that they sort of cluster towards makes a big difference in drawing you in and drawing engagement in the site. And so, you know, as web developers broadly, I think, particularly if you're in the publishing space, that's sort of the trick, is give people something that's interesting to them, make it enticing enough so that they'll actually click it, and you better deliver on the other end of it, too, because we've done a lot of testing where, you know, you can go overboard on that. So if you have to be really clear when you write those pithy sort of headlines that grab, that the delivery on the other end is good, or that'll drive down the satisfaction of the user, too. So it's definitely an ongoing balancing act.
So we were talking earlier about a little bit closer integration with Bing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think is really kind of interesting about the MSN homepage, And one of the big things I think will become a long-term differentiator for our product. So, you know, we're investing in Bing in a lot of different ways. So, you know, across shopping, travel, health, and a bunch of other sort of, you know, important categories that are becoming more and more differentiated the way that we present that data mm-hmm. and we package that data. So one of the things that we want to do with MSN is as we develop and sort of deliver against some of these core verticals, we think that there's some great synergy that we can create and do that in a browsable way from MSN. So imagine autos as an example. When you are thinking about autos and delivering that as a content vertical, there's a couple ways you might think about it. One is you're thinking about, okay, well, you know, there's an auto show and there's general interest things about autos that people might click on from those pithy headlines we talked about from the homepage. And that's kind of one sort of
the
state.
Top 10 coolest cars at the auto show.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the headline that I'm not going to be able to avoid.
Right, that's a hot headline and people like that and they sort of want to see that. That doesn't necessarily mean, though, that you're ready to buy a car right now. Yeah. It just means you kind of want to know what's going on. That's a great thing for brand advertisers. So if I'm GM, Ford, Honda, whoever it is, I may want to advertise around that because I may have one of those hot cars. And as you're thinking about that, you're building your sort of consideration set for the brands that you'll consider next time you buy. Mm-hmm. That's a great place for an advertiser to be. That's one sort of state of mind. We call it sort of a browsable state of mind.
Yeah.
That's a great place for the MSN business. Another great place for the MSN and for the Bing business is when you're really in that area where you're about to make a decision. That's why one of the reasons we call Bing a decision engine. And so, you know, you think about this in the case of autos as an example. What are the things that are going to drive the decision that you're going to make about a purchase of an automobile? Well, you probably care about safety. And there's a bunch of structured data around safety. You know, what's the crash, the National Highway Traffic Safety Association crash data. I barely get that out. What's the EPA ratings? You know, what kind of gas mileage am I going to get?
Yeah.
How much does it cost? How many cubic inches or feet or whatever they measure for interior cargo room? All of those things are basically just a bunch of structured data. So we can deliver those things through Bing, or we could deliver those things on MSN in a browsable sense. So depending on how you want to go and look at it, if you're very direct and you know, what I want to buy is an automobile that has the very best gas mileage, well, you could go search that on Bing and we could surface that. And we could say, here's all the automobiles, the hybrid automobiles that have this much, you know, gas mileage, and you can say, okay, that's the thing I want to hone in on. But if you want to come in a browsable sense and look at all that structured data, you can do that through MSN, and Bing can provide all of that back end, so we can really kind of leverage those things and have them work together in true synergy. And so with the new MSN page, that actually shows up. We do that in local quite a bit. When we think about local, it's really a horizontal. So it's news, but it's also weather, which is basically a bunch of structured data, events, bunch of structured data, restaurants and their reviews, a bunch of structured data. So we're using a browsable sort of metaphor against a bunch of things that are local sort of horizontal data to give you a very rich experience where you're really leveraging the structured data inside of Bing. So we think of these things coming together more and more and driving more and more sort of synergy around those things.
Very cool. Well, I love looking at MSN every day. So thanks
cool.
for talking to us
All right,
about
thanks
this.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.